بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انا بلوناهم كما بلونا اصحاب الجنه اذ اقسموا ليصرمنها مصبحين ولا يستثنون فطاف عليها طائف من ربك وهم نائمون فاصبحت كالصريم فتنادوا مصبحين ان اغدوا على حرثكم ان كنتم صارمين فانطلقوا وهم يتخافتون ألا يدخلنها اليوم عليكم مسكين وغدوا على حرد قادرين فلما رأوها قالوا إنا لضالون بل نحن محرومون قال أوسطهم ألم أقل لكم لولا تسبحون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, we heard the 29 juz of the Holy Quran with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Qalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of an incident which took place in the past, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually directs this message initially to the people of Makkah, to the mushrikeen of Makkah. And Allah says, Inna balawnahum kama balawna ashab al-jannah. Allah says, we tested the mushrikeen of Makkah just like how we tested the people of the garden. Now, who were the people of the garden? And what is the incident? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of it in the Quran. Mufassirin have explained that there was a very wealthy old man in Yemen, and he had a large plantation, huge orchard. In fact, he had tracts of miles of vegetation, plantation, with bearing a lot of fruit, a lot of crops. And he was a very generous person. He used to always, whenever he harvested his fruit, he would keep some share for the poor and the needy. Whatever fell off the tree, what was on the ground, he'd leave it to the poor people to pick it up and take it away. Very generous indeed. And when he passed on, he had left behind 3 sons. So when he passed away, the 3 sons decided, and they made mashwara among themselves. And they said, our father is a fool. Our father was very foolish. So much of fruit, he left for the poor and needy. Why don't we just keep everything for ourselves? Our families have grown. We've got children. And we rather keep everything for ourselves. إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُسْبِحِينَ. So they took a firm pledge, a qasam, amongst themselves. They made this plan that they will go and harvest it early in the morning. Before anybody can awaken and come there, they will go and harvest all the crops and take everything away for themselves. وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ. So they took a pledge, they took a promise, they took a qasam, but they did not say, Insha'Allah. There are 2 lessons here. One is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, any work that you are going to do, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Surah Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that they don't say that I will do something the next day, definitely I'll do it, except that you must say, Insha'Allah, if Allah ta'ala wills. So Insha'Allah is very, very important. Yes, of course, we have to say Insha'Allah, the bottom of our hearts. We must be sincere. A lot of times we say, yeah, Inshallah. But in our back of our minds, Inshallah, we meaning we're not coming. Or we're not going to do that. So they did not say Inshallah. And of course their plan was not a good plan, that they want to deprive the poor people. So when this happened, they decided, they made this promise. So at night they slept away and ready to wake up early in the morning to go and harvest the crops. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. We can make whatever tadbir we want, whatever makar we want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Allah is well aware. So Allah ta'ala sends a disaster, a calamity in the night. فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Something like a whirlwind. It encircled this entire plantation and this orchard. Destroyed this orchard. وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. Whilst these sons were fast asleep, فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it harvested, like already whatever is harvested, no longer in the tree, everything on the ground, everything destroyed. So this happened in the night. And these sons were unaware. They did not know what is happening. فَتَنَادُوا مُصْبِحِينَ. In the morning, they wake up early in the morning. Subah, مُصْبِحِينَ. تَنَادُوا. They call one another. They awaken every one another. أَنِخْدُوا عَلَىٰ حَرْثِكُمْ. Quick, let's go. Early in the morning, towards our plantation. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَارِمِينَ. If you really want to harvest the crops. فَانْتَلَقُوا وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ. They proceed very quietly, very secretly. Allah يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ. And they say to one another that no poor person must come today. No poor person must enter this orchard whilst we are there. So let's go very quietly, very secretly. This is the plan. وَغَدَوْ عَلَىٰ حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ. And they are moving very, very swiftly, very quickly, thinking that they have now the power and strength to harvest the crops. And now they're going to enjoy this produce. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهَا. When they reach there, قَالُوا إِنَّا لَظَالُونَ. They say, we have gone astray. Some of us say, when they came to their plot of land, they thought, no, we made a mistake, we came to somebody else's farm. We took the wrong direction. So they try again, and they come back to the same place. And when they see this, they realize they were gone astray. They had done wrong. They say, بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. In fact, we have been deprived totally. قَالَ أَوْسَطُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. The middle one of the brothers, he said, did I not tell you to praise Allah and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So some mufassirin say that he was a little bit more pious than the others. And he had warned them that let's praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's glorify him, let's not get into such a terrible act in depriving the rest of the people. But ulama and mufassirin write there that this was his initial intention. And he did tell them, let's praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forget about what we want to do. But then he joined them. So he participated also in the same act of going to harvest the crops and deprive the rest. Although initially he had a good intention, and he was not going to be part and parcel of this whole misdeed. But because he joined them, the same punishment comes upon him that he was also deprived. There's a car that's obstructing. ND623599. ND623599. Kindly remove your car. So they say, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. They say, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, we have been oppressors. We did wrong. Now the moment they realize they were wrong, now this happens in our case also. Some musibat comes, some bala comes, and we say, oh, we are deprived, we are destroyed. Now immediately what will we do? We'll start blaming the next person. If there are a few partners, we'll blame the next one partner, we'll blame the other partner. If it's husband and wife, husband will immediately blame the wife. Wife will blame the husband. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ يَتَلَاوَمُونَ. So now one brother is blaming the other. And the other is blaming this one. He said, no, it was your idea first. He said, no, you started the whole thing. In any case, they realize that now arguing and blaming, putting the blame onto one another is of no sense. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا تَغْيِينَ. We surpass all boundaries. We did wrong. We were transgressors. We broke the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they made tawbah and they repented. And what did they say? حَسَى رَبُّنَا أَيُبْدِلَنَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا رَاغِبُونَ. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The raghibun means to be inclined towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again. To turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were repentant. And they said, Allah is going to now give us something in replacement, in lieu of all this that has been destroyed. We have realized our mistake. We are making tawbah. And let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to Mufassirin, the Quran doesn't mention that. But Mufassirin have mentioned, historians have said, Allah Ta'ala then gave them, because they were so sincere in the tawbah, whatever was destroyed, Allah Ta'ala replaced it, Allah Ta'ala gave them much more. So the lesson here is that we have done wrong in life, but the moment we are nadim, nadim means we are regretful. feel embarrassed, we feel ashamed. Rasulullah SAW mentioned in the hadith, At-tawbatu nadamun. What is tawbah all about? To really feel ashamed of having committed that crime. And whatever the wrong we did. Of course, when it comes to huququl ibad, it's very important that we explain this. One is huququllah, and the other is huququl ibad. The rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the rights of mankind. Rights of Allah ta'ala, namaz, salah, zakat, hajj. You don't need namaz. You don't cover up for the namaz. You make your qada, you make tawbah, istighfar, etc. Huququl ibad, you owe some person some money. Or somebody is your neighbor, he's got rights over you. Your parents have rights over you. People have rights over you. So you're going to fulfill their rights. And when it comes to huququllah, you will cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will feel, show that remorseness in you. You will show that embarrassment, that shame. You will show nadamat. You will promise Allah ta'ala you won't go back to the sin. And you will abandon that sin. But when it comes to huququl ibad, you will have to ask the person forgiveness. And if you have taken away his property, if you return his property, if you don't have it, you don't have the means anymore, you're going to ask him for forgiveness. You don't just sit quietly and just make tawbah on your own. No. You've taken away his amanat, you usurped his wealth, you didn't give the sisters their share in inheritance, or you took away your father's property, or your business partner, you did him down, you cheated him, or whatever you have done. Now it's important now, before the humiliation on the day of Qiyamah, in front of the entire mankind, rather a person lowers himself here in the dunya, he asks for forgiveness, he tries to make amends, inshallah Allah will put softness in the other person's heart and he will forgive you. So that's very important. We don't do that. We cry and make tawbah, yes, important, very good. And don't just ask the person, by the way, if by anything said, bul chuk maaf and carry on. He doesn't know what is bull, he doesn't know what is chuk. In the meantime, you give enough duk. So it's very important. We all human beings. Kullu bani adam khata'un. We all sinners, we all make mistakes. You hurt somebody's feeling, go and ask him for forgiveness. You'll lose nothing. In fact, he'll respect you more. That person who, if two people have an argument or a fight and they're not talking, the one who goes up first and he makes salam and he asks for forgiveness, then he is free from pride. He has lowered himself. Allah gets happy with such a person. Nonetheless, the important thing is when a person does something wrong and he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will give him much more than before. Even in Surah Nuh we read today, that when you make tawbah, what will Allah do? Yursil samaa alaykum midrara. Allah will give you rain. Wa yumdidkum bi amwali wa baneen. You make tawbah, Allah will give you many children. And Allah will give you plentiful, a lot of wealth, abundant wealth. So a person wants barakat, he wants wealth, a lot of tawbah, a lot of istighfar. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Again, it is a very mubarak night, the 25th night. Highly possible it is Laylul Qadr. Although the other two nights have gone, still another two odd nights still remain, 27th and 29th. We are now in the middle of the last 10 nights. We have come to the halfway mark. So don't worry about Eid. Eid will take place, inshallah. But before Eid, we have to now go all out. So this morning, some brother was asking me, what shall we do now? Now the 20 days went past, or more than that. And we feel so fearful. We didn't really go all out. So how should we now respond? What we should do now? I said, now is the time to have high hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you're going to have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll give an example of, if they say there's 50 visas for Umrah available, suddenly the embassy says, there's it. The man is standing there, and he's got 50 visas in his hand. But there's about 200 people waiting to take that visa, and you're standing somewhere in the crowd. What will you do? You stand quietly. You'll just be fearful. Maybe I won't get that visa. What will you do? You start jumping. You stretch your hand. You'll crane yourself. You'll push the others just to grab that visa. Now it's lootne ka zamana hai. We have to grab from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's coming, pouring down. It's pouring. Now there's no time to think about anything else. Just go out with your bucket and fill your buckets up. That is why Allah ta'ala has given us these Mubarak nights now. We make tawbah istighfar and we are fearful and we make dua Allah accept whatever ibadat we made. Now the few days that are left. Now let us now just imagine ourselves, Allah Ta'ala is giving us now, and we are just reaping, we are just taking. And the more each person takes, the more benefit for him. So now there's no time to sit quietly and now think, hey, how I wasted this whole 20 days, what I did, what I didn't do, what I should have done. Don't worry about that now. Now you've got these few days, it's not the first of Ramadan, that you think I got a long way to go. We've got a very short way left now. But inshallah, there's so much of barakat in these last few nights, that even if a person didn't really stretch his hand out in the beginning of Ramadan, in the 20 days, they didn't really beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not late. You can still cover up, inshallah. You can still cover up for all the losses. And you just have to stretch your hand out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg and beg and beg and beg. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of now connecting to Him. Allah ta'ala must make us His true friends. Allah must make us His true friends. The friend, wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the doors of wilayat have not closed. Yes, doors of nubuwat is closed. No more Nabi is to come. If anybody claims he's a Nabi, he's a false prophet, he's a liar. The last Rasul, last Nabi was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khatamun Nabiyin, seal of prophethood. So there are no Nabis to come. But waliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that door hasn't closed. Perhaps we cannot reach the stage and condition of the walis of the past. Possible. Hasan Basri Ramatullah Ali, Dhunnun Misri Ramatullah Ali, Malik bin Dinar Ramatullah, so many mashayikh of the past, what ibadat they made, their connection with Allah Ta'ala, very strong. But does that not mean that we can't also become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That list is still continuing. If in the school, they select prefects. There's one head prefect, and they're selecting about 20 prefects. So they'll say, okay, well, in order of merit, this person, he is very outstanding, his behavior, his character, his good leadership qualities, and then the next one, and the next one. And number 20th, he will not be having the same qualities like the head prefect or the one just after him, but he still made it as a prefect. He's still regarded as a prefect. He's made it. Just like that, we might not be, of course, not impossible for Allah Ta'ala to make us like those worries of the past. But we are so weak. But the challenges today were not even like the challenges those people met. Allah Ta'ala knows the conditions. And in this zamana, with all the challenges we have, if we are still obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why won't Allah Ta'ala become happy with us? Why won't He include us in the list of His friends? So whatever our condition is, each one knows his own condition. Whatever gunas we have made, put that in front of us. And when we make tawbah, istighfar, we make dua, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, just include me in that list. Include me in the list. Once Allah Ta'ala includes us in that list of His friends, yes, nobody can take us out from there. Nobody can take us out. When Allah says, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yashaa. The other night I read this verse, but then we went on some other verse after that. Allah, the word ijtaba, yajtabi means to choose, to select. Allah chooses, Allah draws to Himself whoever He wishes. And He guides to him who turns to Him. Person who turns to Him, Allah will give him hidayat. And Allah will select him. When Allah selects a person, then the person is successful. Then he becomes Allah's friend. He's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment he makes some mistake, some guna, immediately he'll feel nadamat. Immediately he'll turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that the friends of Allah ta'ala, the walis, they don't make any guna. No. They make mistakes. They're human beings. But the difference is that immediately they admonish themselves. They reprimand their nafs. They spank their nafs. They make tarbiyat of themselves. They make islah. They rectify. They show their remorse over small, small things. Small in our eyes. And you see the man is crying so much. And we do some big gunas and we don't cry like that. That's the difference, because now you've got a special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You feel so embarrassed. How could I do such a thing? May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be done every single day of our life in solitude, especially we sitting at home. Make the dhikr of Allah rabbul izzat. This is how we wash away the sins of the heart. extremely powerful. It is the polish of the heart. When we say La ilaha, we are negating, we're making nafi of everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illallah, we're filling our hearts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder and contemplate over the greatness of Allah. You know, how much shukr we have to make really. How much of shukr. Allah gave us iman, Allah gave us hidayat. We are making ibadat of Allah ta'ala, we make ruku and sajda to Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has saved us from so many other types of so-called worshipping. Allah is being so kind to us that Allah blessed us with iman. And we believe, and this is our iman, that Allah is one, Allah has no partners. La sharika lah. Allah has got no partners whatsoever. Allah has given us tawfiq of coming to His masjid, to His house. This Islam is pure. The ibadat is pure. The teaching is pure. The belief system is pure. There are no flaws whatsoever. There are no shortcomings, no deficiencies whatsoever. Everything is so 110%. So pure. There's so much of anwarat and noor in it. This deen of ours is an attraction, really. It's just that we are concealing our deen. We feel shy to practice our deen. And that is why this deen does not spread. Allah has given us an adhan to call towards salat. What a beautiful adhan. There are no other instruments that we play to call the people to masjid, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine making sajda, putting this head, your forehead on the ground before your Allah. What a connection you have at that time. The person is aqrab ila Allah, most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is in sajda. And he's saying, Subhana Rabbi ala'ala. Subhana Rabbi ala'ala. Our namaz should be said that we enjoy our namaz. If you can't understand the ayats, no problem. But ruku, sajda. So much of shukr we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah must not snatch away our iman. Allah must not snatch away iman. We do not know what our condition is. When maut comes, so we make dua to Allah ta'ala, Allah keep our iman intact, Allah preserve our iman right till we leave this world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Before we commence, just kindly ensure that our cars are not blocking any driveway or any other car who might want to, any person wishes to leave. So please make sure that our car is not obstructing any person before we start this program, inshallah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 حاضري الله ناظري الله شاهدي الله معي الله 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 دل میرا ہو جا ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر دل میرا ہو جا ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم
اللہ respected brothers and elders, as I mentioned the other night also, we have come to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home, we all are beggars, and we need to beg and beg and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are special nights given to all these beggars like ourselves. Allah is waiting to just open the floodgates of mercy. Allah just wants to see how we are begging and how we are asking. We all have so many wishes and desires and ambitions. We have so many hajat and needs. We have so many problems and difficulties. And who is going to solve those problems? Nobody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is going to fulfill the needs? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are tired definitely, we read Taraweeh, we fasted the whole day. But inshallah, a little bit of extra mujahada that we'll make. Our hands may pain a little bit, our feet might pain a little bit. But inshallah, we will see the gain. After this little pain of ours, we will see so much of gain. So much of barakat in our lives, and so much of happiness, and all of our problems will be solved, inshallah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thanaan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik, Allahumma laka alhamdu, kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azim sultanik, Allahumma laka alhamdu, anta qayyumu samawati wal ardu man fihin, wa laka alhamdu, أنت ملك السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت الحق ووعدك الحق ولقاؤك حق وقولك حق والنبيون حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق اللهم لك أسلمنا وبك آمنا وبك خاصمنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك حاكمنا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah, my most beautiful Allah, my most generous and kind Allah, my most loving Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Humare khataon ko maaf farma. Lafzishon ko darguzar farma. Ya Allah, hum khatakar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai. Ya Allah, hum iqrari mujrim hai. Ya Allah, we are confessing. Ya Allah, we acknowledge. All the wrongs we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have transgressed, my Allah. We have done zulam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are filthy, my Allah. We are napaak, my Allah. Ya Allah, our entire bodies have become napaak, my Allah. Our heart has become so filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have brought us, ya Allah, to your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you, ya Allah, tonight. You have not kept us anywhere else, my Allah, but in your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you. You have blessed us with iman, my Allah. Allah, ya Allah, you have given us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you did not give us iman, my Allah, then we would not have been Muslims, my Allah. We would not have been mu'mineen, my Allah. We wouldn't have come to your masjid, my Allah. We wouldn't have been making sajda to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we would have been making sajda to some other thing, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making so much shukr, ya Allah. Strengthen this iman of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, preserve this iman for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, marte dam tak, ya Allah, keep this iman secure, my Allah. Preserve it for us, my Allah. Protect it, my Allah. And make us wake up on the day of Qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Allahumma sabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawma al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this iman from us, my Allah. Don't make us say anything that will take us out of the fold of Islam, my Allah. Don't make us do anything that will take us out of the fold of Islam, my Allah. Don't make us become murtads, my Allah. Don't make there be any person in our progeny who become murtad, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have become murtad, my Allah, you guide them once again, my Allah. Bring them on sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have made a miss, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have slipped, my Allah. Bring them back, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat again, my Allah. Ya Allah, and the billions of people who have got no hidayat, my Allah. You grant them hidayat, my Allah. Save them from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Enter them into Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them hidayat, my Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, ya Allah, to show us the right path, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, your closeness, my Allah. Give us your ishkan muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, far too long we have led filthy, filthy lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have distanced ourselves away from you, my Allah. We have kept ourselves away from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to connect now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to connect now, my Allah. Ya Allah, brighten our heart, my Allah. Brighten our lives again, my Allah. Brighten our zindagi again, my Allah. Make it be full of noor, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts be full of noor, my Allah. Brighten our faces, my Allah. Our lungs, my Allah. Our hands and feet, my Allah. Brighten our lives again, my Allah. Show us a sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Give us a nice, pure life, my Allah. Not a life full of gunas and filth, my Allah. And masiyat and dhunub and atham. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, my Allah. Hum faqir hai. Ya Allah, hum bikari hai, ya Allah. We are beggars, my Allah. We are beggars in the true sense of the word, my Allah. Head to toe, ya Allah. We are muhtaj, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, tu muhtaj nahi hai. Ya Allah, you are Ghani, my Allah. You are Hamid, my Allah. You are full of praise, my Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the Rabb of the Alameen, my Allah. You are the Rabb of this world, my Allah. You are the Rabb of the Akhirat, my Allah. You are the Rabb of the angels, my Allah. Of the jinn and man, my Allah. You are the Rabb of the animals, my Allah. You are the Rabb of the entire world, my Allah. The different realms, my Allah. Those worlds that we have knowledge of. Ya Allah, and also all those things that we don't have knowledge of, Ya Allah. The billions and billions and billions of creation that you have created, my Allah. You are the Allah. You are the nurturer. You are the provider. You are the sustainer, my Allah. A Malik, A Kareem. Everything is in your control, my Allah. You are so powerful and so mighty, my Allah. Nobody is greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, kibriya, greatness, loftiness, supremacy belongs only to you. Wa huwa alladhi fi as-sama'i ilah wa fil ardi ilah. Ya Allah, you are the ilah in the skies. You are the ilah on the earth, my Allah. You are the creator of everything, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Nothing can be hidden from you, my Allah. The tiny little ant in the darkness of the night, under the black rock, my Allah. You are aware of that ant. You are watching that ant. You even provide for that ant, my Allah. You are the provider for everything, ya Allah. You have said, وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Ya Allah, you have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ. Ya Allah, we cannot feed you, my Allah. You don't need any food, my Allah. You don't need any clothing, my Allah. You don't need any protection, my Allah. You are our Mawla, my Allah. You are our guardian and protector, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. You are Samad, my Allah. You have got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife and children, my Allah. You've got no partners, my Allah. La niddalak. Ya Allah, la diddalak. La mithalalak. La nazeeralak. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing is equal to you, my Allah. You are Ahad and Samad, my Allah. The Zameen and Asman is in your control, my Allah. Not a single particle can be hidden from you. لَا يَعْزُلُ عَنْهُ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Ya Allah, you have the keys to the treasures of the unseen, my Allah. يَا مَنْ بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ. Ya Allah, we read in tonight's Tarawih, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ. Blessed is that Zat, blessed is that being in whose control is the sovereignty, the kingdoms, everything is in your control. The Asman is in your control, Zameen in your control, Suraj is in your control, the Qamar in your control, the Chan in your control, stars in your control, sab kuch ya Allah tere haath mein hai, ya Allah wahaat se in your control. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, thabbit Qulubana ala deenik. Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, sarrif Qulubana ala ta'atik. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا الله يا الله يا الله, هم نادم ہے, ہم شرمندہ ہے. We committed too many gunas in our life, my Allah. يا الله, mountains and mountains and mountains of gunas, my Allah. يا الله, but we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يا الله, it is the hadith Qudsi, my Allah. You mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يا الله. Rasulullah SAW told us, قال الله تعالى, that Allah has mentioned, يَبْنَ آدَمْ, O man, if you come with so much of gunas that fills the entire world, and you don't associate any partners to me, you are sincere in your tawbah, you turn to me. Ya Allah, you have said, you will come to us with a world full of maghfirat and forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not associated partners with you, my Allah. We have not made shirk with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us this iman, my Allah. We are appreciative of this iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, all we are asking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, to forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, set Allah gathering, my Allah. Ya Allah, you won't deprive us, my Allah. There are elderly people here, young, masoom children, who keeping roza the entire day. They are hufazi kiram, my Allah. They are people from all walks of life, my Allah. They have not come for any dunya, my Allah. There's no gold coins being distributed here, my Allah. Nothing, my Allah. They've got no other taluk, ya Allah, but solely for your pleasure they have come, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them, my Allah. Ya Allah, pour your barakat over them, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. They are shedding tears, my Allah. They are remorseful, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are also nadim, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are also begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, at this very moment, my Allah, in different countries of the world, different parts of the world, my Allah, people are supplicating, they are crying, making dua. Haramain Sharifin, Masjid Al-Aqsa, Tarawih is taking place. Dua is taking place. People are sitting for itikaf in the different masajid, may Allah. In the entire world, may Allah. People are making your ibadat, may Allah. Ummah has turned to you, may Allah. You have given us these Mubarak days, may Allah. These Mubarak nights, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, may Allah. Ya Allah, hum faqeer bankar aaye hai, ya Allah. Hum bikhari hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, may Allah. Because there's no other door we can go to, may Allah. There is no other door we can go to, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have tried everything, ya Allah, we have failed miserably, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have realized, la malja'a wa la manja minka illa ilayk. There's no escape. There's no escape from you but towards you, may Allah. There is no protection, ya Allah, beside in you, may Allah. La ilaha illa anta. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped beside you, may Allah. Subhanak. Ya Allah, you are free from all faults, may Allah. You've got no defects, you've got no shortcomings, no deficiencies, may Allah. You are so pure, may Allah. You are pak, may Allah. You are so beautiful, may Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot see you in this world, may Allah. But we still believe in you, may Allah. Ya Allah, we believe in you, may Allah. We have iman in the unseen, may Allah. We have iman in the unseen. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, may Allah. We have read in the Quran, may Allah. Ya Allah, we know that you exist, may Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, may Allah. You always existed, may Allah. You will always remain, may Allah. Ya Allah, we will have to face you on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, may Allah. We are your disobedient slaves, may Allah. Ya Allah, we can't be like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. You chose them, may Allah. They were masoom, may Allah. Ya Allah, you did not choose us to be from the Sahaba, may Allah. They have passed away, may Allah. They had the company of beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are so far away, ya Allah, in time and age from the Sahaba. Ya Allah, but still we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dearly, may Allah. We love him so much, may Allah. Ya Allah, we love our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much, may Allah. Ya Allah, we love the Sahaba ikram, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have got this deen through their efforts, may Allah. Their sacrifice, their striving in your path, may Allah. They pass it to the tabi'in, tabi' tabi'in. Ya Allah, O Mashaykh, ya Allah, your friend, may Allah, in generation, ya Allah, this deen has reached us, may Allah, in this country, may Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your kindness, only your fadl, only your karam, may Allah. We can't even thank you for all this, may Allah. You have done so much, so much, so much for us, may Allah. You always do for us, may Allah. Despite our disobedience, may Allah. Ya Allah, despite us being so ungrateful, all the time we are making shikayat, we complaining. Ya Allah, we even find faults in your shariat, may Allah. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Ya Allah, humse ghalati ho chuki, ya Allah. We acknowledge we made a mistake, ya Allah. We made a big mistake, may Allah. Ya Allah, we made a big mistake, may Allah. Rabbana zulamna anfusana. Ya Allah, humne zulam kiya. Ya Allah, we made zulam upon ourselves. Wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna. Ya Allah, if you're not going to forgive us, may Allah. If you're not going to show us mercy, lanakunanna min al-khasirin. We'll be from the losers then, may Allah. Ya Allah, what a miserable loss that would be, may Allah. Ya Allah, our Nabi some cry for us, may Allah. You are well aware of his crying at night, may Allah. When Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah made dua for her. Oh Allah, forgive Aisha, all her past sins, all her present sins, all the sins she committed in public or privacy, whatever sins she committed, oh Allah, forgive her. Ma Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala got so happy. Rasulullah told her, Aisha, you are so happy. I promise you, I make dua for my ummah every single day. This dua I make for my entire ummah. He would cry in sajda, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. The sound of a boiling kettle emanating from his chest. Allahumma ummati. We have learned, we have heard from ulama, that even when Rasulullah was being buried, may Allah, when he made parda from this world, sahaba who were burying him, they overheard him saying, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. We have read in the kitabs, may Allah, and pul sirat, our Nabi sallam would be standing there, and as each ummati would be going past, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be saying, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim, Allah take it easy on my ummati, ya Allah save my ummati, Allah save my ummati, ya Allah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to cry and make dua to you, ya Allah, you are well aware, may Allah. Ya Allah, that incident when you sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to ask, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma yubkik, why are you crying? What makes you cry? What jawab did he give you, my Allah?
He said, "Oh Allah, I am worried about my ummah. What will happen to them on the day of Qiyamah? Will they burn in the fire of Jahannam? Or will they be saved? Will they gain my intercession or not? Oh Allah, you send Jibreel alayhi salam back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى يَا اللَّهَ you had mentioned إِنَّا سَنُرْضِيكَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ إِنَّا سَنُرْضِيكَ وَلَا نَسُؤُكَ we won't embarrass you on the day of Qiyamah. We won't let you down, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my pyare Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will make you khush and happy. Ya Allah, he used to cry. He made dua to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, that he can be granted intercession for his ummah, my Allah. First one third was granted, then the second third, and finally you gave him the third, the final third also, my Allah. How happy Nabi Sam became. He went to sajda 3 times, my Allah, and he made shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, he made so much of sacrifices for us, my Allah. Camel's intestine placed on his back, my Allah. Still he did not shake. He remained in sajda, my Allah. Thorns placed in his path, chased away from Taif, my Allah. They booted him. They put their vagabonds upon him, my Allah. They chased him out of the town. By Nabi Sallam, blood was, feet were bleeding, my Allah. His shoes were clogged with blood, my Allah. He fell unconscious, my Allah. How much they must have hit him. How much they must have hit him. Despite his strength, my Allah, he became behosh, my Allah. Ya Allah, when you sent the angel, the angel asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if he wish, the people of Thai could be crumbled between the two mountains. Ya Allah, Nabi Sallam said, no. Oh my Allah, if they will accept Iman, perhaps their progeny will accept Iman. Ya Allah, so much of fikr he had for this ummat, my Allah. So much he cried for this ummat, my Allah. Day and night he would cry. His sahaba would cry, my Allah. Ya Allah, the same ummat has forgotten him today, my Allah. The same ummat has forgotten his sunnat, my Allah. Sunnat is something very far-fetched for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have reached such a low Iman, that sometimes we feel embarrassed, ma'adallah, of fulfilling the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when the enemy then begin to mock our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, then we become angry. And we should rightfully become angry, my Allah. But my Allah, in reality, we are not following the sunnat, my Allah. Open our hearts tonight, my Allah. Give us the sharhi sadr, my Allah. Give us such conviction, my Allah, that our success is only in following the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us, my Allah. Allah, they will suffer, brothers, my Allah. Allah, their weakness, my Allah. Overlook their faults, my Allah. If they haven't got a beard, my Allah, you give them the tawfiq at this very moment, my Allah. Give them the tawfiq of making up their minds that from now on they will grow a beard, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters, those who are not in hijab, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq, my Allah, of now be going to hijab, my Allah. And all the other sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us become kind people. Make us be generous people. Make us be loving people, my Allah. Make us be hayyin layyin, my Allah. Give us a good akhlaq, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't make us become zalimin, my Allah. Don't make us cheat the rest of mankind, my Allah. Don't make us deceive the rest of mankind, my Allah. Don't make us get involved in fraud, my Allah. Don't make us get involved in riba and zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not good examples for the non-Muslim, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have read about Islam in the books, my Allah. They have become very interested, my Allah. But when they look at our lives, my Allah, then they are no longer interested, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Change our condition, my Allah. Change our condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Become happy with us, my Allah. Become happy with us, my Allah. Open your doors tonight, my Allah. Open your doors of hidayat, ya Allah. Tu faisla farma, ya Allah. Hidayat ka faisla farma. Ya Allah, hidayat aam ho, ya Allah. Ya har ghar mein, ya Allah, iman aur hidayat ka hawa chale, ya Allah. Make there be iman in every single home, my Allah. Every single home in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, especially our brothers and sisters in Syria, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, so many months, my Allah. Ya Allah, over a year has gone by, my Allah. Ya Allah, and they have been persecuted, my Allah. Ya Allah, thousands and thousands and thousands have lost their lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, bodies are on the streets, my Allah. Ya Allah, as these masoom children are running for their lives, my Allah. The zalimin are actually shooting them down, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom child, what wrong has the child done? They've got nobody to place their hand on the head of those children, my Allah. Allah, we have got reports of masoom children crying, my Allah. Shedding tears, where do they go? No mother, no father, my Allah, no food. Ya Allah, all those who are making the khidmat, ya Allah, you give them such afiyat and barakat, my Allah. Those who are helping them and assisting them, ya Allah, you pour your sustenance for them, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Help all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain went through things like this, my Allah. Ya Allah, they went through things like this, my Allah. Hazrat Bashir radiallahu anhu, ya Allah, we can't help but mentioning his story again and again, my Allah. How when he went looking for his father, waiting for his father, when he heard that his father who had gone out in your path, my Allah, with all the other men, and after a few days now, as Bashir radiallahu anhu was waiting for the arrival of his father, roaming around, running around the gullies of Medina, he had no mother, his mother had already passed away. And now the only person he had in his family was his father, and he waited for the return of his father with all the other children, and he's helping. Ya Allah, and then the Muslim army come back, and all the children see their fathers, they run to their fathers, and they hug their fathers, and they kiss their fathers. Bashir radiallahu anhu looks this way, that way, he can't see his father. He sees Rasulullah sallam. Ya Rasulullah, Ya Allah, masoom little child, in his beautiful little voice, Ya Rasulullah, ma fa'ala abi, where's my father? I can't see him, where is he? Rasulullah couldn't tell him. Rasulullah was rahmatul alameen, what a safad he had. How is it to tell this masoom child that your father has become the beloved of Allah? Rasim tried to evade this situation. How is he going to break the news then? The child comes running again from the other side. Ya Rasulullah, ma fa'ala abi, where's my father? Rasim says that he has become shaheed. Ya Allah, Bashir radiallahu anhu began to cry. Ya Allah, how he must have cried, my Allah. But nobody in the world now, yateem, my Allah. Rasulullah sallam placed his mubarak hands on Bashir. Oh Bashir, won't you be pleased if I'm today, I will become your father. Hazrat Aisha will become your mother. Bashir radiallahu anhu immediately, Ya Rasulullah, I'm happy. Ya Allah, you have rahm on the ummah, my Allah. On the yateem of this ummah, my Allah. Safa na waaf towards him, my Allah. Allah tu hidayat ka faisla farma, haq ka faisla farma. Ya Allah, kab tak hum is tariqe se rahenge, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, too long, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have left your deen, my Allah. Bring us back onto sirat mustaqeem now, my Allah. Give us futuhat, my Allah. Give us afiyat, give us serenity, peace, my Allah, tranquility in the world. In every country, there's just killings, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us practice Islam. Make us show the West that Islam is a peaceful religion. It's a loving religion. We don't go around killing any person. We love humanity. We love mankind. We share our food. We are hospitable. In our salat and our ibadat, we stand shoulder to shoulder, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us naik. Make us ache and naik, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are not on talking terms, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them come back to talking terms, my Allah. Husband and wife on jagra, my Allah. The month of Ramadan, my Allah. Month of Ramadan. So many women got talaq, my Allah. So many husbands are beating up their wives in the month of Ramadan. My Allah, they've got no haya, no shame, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no haya. Ya Allah, what type of people they have become, my Allah? What type of zalimin they have become, my Allah? Tu Ram farma, tu karam farma, hidayat farma. Give us sanity, my Allah. Give us aqal and intelligence, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us aqal and intelligence. Help us to behave like human beings, my Allah. Help us to behave like ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to behave like mu'mineen and muslimin, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the Muslims are pareshan, tu unki pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, in different countries, Ya Allah, there's so many, we can't even mention all the names even, my Allah. Ya Allah, in our country, make there be peace and unity, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't take away this ni'mat from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Islam spread, Ya Allah, with afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it spread with afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat, my Allah. Give us barakat in our business, in our lives, my Allah. In our properties, in our wealth, in our children, my Allah. In our families, my Allah. Give us a lot of barakat, my Allah. A lot of barakat, my Allah. Give us barakat in our time, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, any person who is having a problem, Ya Allah, with his rosy and sustenance, my Allah. Ya Allah, he can't find any job even, my Allah. Ya Allah, you find him a suitable job, my Allah. Give him a halal rosy, my Allah. Give all of us halal and tayyib sustenance, my Allah. Open the doors of your sky, my Allah. Make the sustenance, the rosy come pouring down to us. Ya Allah, make it be easy for us. Make us enjoy the sustenance, my Allah. And make us spend it in the correct way, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many requested duas. At this very moment, there are so many in hospital, ya Allah. So many, the doctors can't even diagnose what the illness is, my Allah. So many have got cancer, so many have got heart problems, and different problems, my Allah. You grant them complete shifa, give them complete sukoon, my Allah. Protect us from all those diseases also, my Allah. Make us strong, my Allah. Physically, mentally, spiritually, ya Allah. Help us to connect with you, my Allah. Help us to connect with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan is going to terminate just now, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan will terminate just now, my Allah. This Mubarak night of 25th night of Ramadan, my Allah. You alone know best whether it's little qadr or not, my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers have sat so patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are so tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, the dua is lengthy, my Allah. What do we do, my Allah? We need you so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, a beggar will knock and knock and knock and knock. Until he's not given, he won't leave from there, my Allah. Ya Allah, how can we leave your doorstep, ya Allah? Fill our hands, my Allah. We have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a person asks from Allah subhanahu, asks from you, my Allah, ya Allah, you find it, ya Allah, improper that you send him away empty-handed, my Allah. Ya Allah, your khazana is barpoor, your khazana is full, my Allah. You lose nothing, my Allah. You lose nothing if you overlook our faults, my Allah. You lose nothing, my Allah, if you make us happy on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. And you save us from Jahannam, my Allah. Our Rasulullah will become happy, my Allah. He will become happy with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, ya Allah, of the ummah, ya Allah. Of our family and friends, our mashayikh, ya Allah. Our ulama, my Allah. All those, ya Allah, whose ihsan was on us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the kindness was on us, ya Allah. They directed us towards deen, my Allah. They directed us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the father and karam to thee, they are no longer with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially, ya Allah, Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh. Ya Allah, years and years in this masjid, my Allah. He poured his heart out, my Allah. Ya Allah, he poured his heart out, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't find a person like him any longer, my Allah. Ya Allah, he is not with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you give him the highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all whatever is taking place, ya Allah, make it the sawab reach him, my Allah. Make the sawab, ya Allah, be for him, my Allah. And all the marhumin of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are still here with us, my Allah. You will always be with us, my Allah. You are Hayyan Qayyum, my Allah. You are Hayyan Qayyum, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those tears that we shed, ya Allah, in repentance, my Allah. Ya Allah, in turning towards you, my Allah. Those tears won't be wasted, my Allah. Ya Allah, these walls have heard such nasihat and waaz, ya Allah. These walls of this masjid have heard such zikrullah, my Allah. Ya Allah, this masjid has heard the most durood and salam, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the ibadat of the past, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the ibadat is taking place, my Allah. And all the ibadat that will take place, especially in this masjid, my Allah. Make it be full of noor, my Allah. Every Muslim who comes into this masjid, my Allah, just make him be full of noor, my Allah. And all of our masajid, my Allah. Especially of our town, my Allah, and our country. Every masjid, my Allah. All the works of all our mashayikh, ya Allah. All our kabirin. All our ulama, wherever they are, my Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah. Dawr al-tabliki manan qabool farma, amr taam farma. Ya Allah, they're making effort daily, my Allah. Door to door, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we are busy eating and we are busy enjoying ourselves, they're in the masjid, ya Allah. They're trying to make the masjid abad. Help us to join them in these efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, tazkiyah, ya the khankas, the mashayikh, they're making, ya Allah, dhikrullah, they are talking about your love and the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept the efforts, my Allah. Darul ulum, makatir, madaris, my Allah. Ya Allah, holy qala Allah, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept the efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the efforts of the mudahideen, my Allah. Make it be easy for them, my Allah. All the different organizations, whatever good work they're doing, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, all these prisoners are languishing in the prisons, my Allah. They've got no other juram, my Allah. Except that they believe in you, my Allah. They stood up for your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are being, ya Allah, tortured, my Allah. Even women, my Allah, being tortured, my Allah. Ya Allah, lies upon lies, lies upon lies, that they will be released, my Allah. Ya Allah, watch torture, what zulm was meted upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many, when they were taken into prisons, my Allah, they had little children at home, babies, my Allah. Those babies have become 7 and 8 years old, my Allah, or even older. They haven't even seen their fathers as yet, my Allah. They haven't even seen their mothers as yet, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma. Ya Allah, remove them, my Allah, from this prison. Ya Allah, you remove them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got yaqeen, my Allah, that our du'as won't be wasted, may Allah. There's people who are so sincere in this crowd, may Allah. Perhaps one person even, may Allah, who is so sincere, may Allah. Even one mother or sister at home is so sincere, may Allah. Through their sincerity, accept all our tawbah. Jo manga, ya Allah, wo bhi de de, ya Allah. Jo nahi manga, wo bhi ata farma. Ya Allah, a little child, if the shoes are torn, may Allah. The parent doesn't wait for the child to ask the parent to buy new shoes, may Allah. The parent runs and goes to buy his new shoes for the child, may Allah. Ya Allah, you see our condition, may Allah. You are kareem, may Allah. You are so generous, may Allah. You know what is best for us. Grant us what is best for us, may Allah. Ya Wahhab, Ya Wahhab, Ya Wahhab. Hab lana min ni'am dunya wal akhirah innaka antal wahhab ya arhamar rahimin ya arhamar rahimin ya arhamar rahimin ya dhal jalali wal ikram ya dhal jalali wal ikram ya dhal jalali wal ikram ya allah we ask you by your ismi azam your asmaul husna your sifat al ula your beautiful names your beautiful qualities ya allah by your beautiful names my allah your ismi azam ya allah we asking you through your ismi azam my allah don't deprive any person my allah of your mercy. Don't let it happen, my Allah. The month of Ramadan goes by and still we are not forgiven, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst the wretched and unfortunate ones, my Allah. Make us be amongst those lucky ones, my Allah. Make us be amongst the fortunate ones, my Allah. When we rise from this gathering tonight, my Allah, let your angel announce, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Stand up in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you. Your Allah is pleased with you. Ya Allah, give us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Give us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. In Jannat, give us all the bounties of Jannat, my Allah. Those palaces and castles and rivers and fruit, my Allah. And all the other pleasures, my Allah. But Ya Allah, also give us that momentous occasion when you will remove the hijab, my Allah. And when we will see you, my Allah. We will see you, my Allah. We will see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, how beautiful, Ya Allah, you are. In dunya, we can't see you. In akhirah, don't deprive us, my Allah. In akhirah, make us be in the company of our beloved Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Give us baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the holy kawthar water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Nabi Sallam be pleased with us on the day of Qiyamah. Don't embarrass him because of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat with him, my Allah. Make our home in Jannat be right next to his, my Allah. That we can look at him all the time, my Allah. We can visit him all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, Ya Allah, our progeny, our musallis, our mutalliqeen, my entire ummah, Ya Allah. The males and females, young and old, rich and poor, my Allah. Forgive all of us, protect all of us from azab of qabr and azab of jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever needs our brothers have tonight, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters, my Allah, what is the hajat we have? Social problem, domestic problem, financial problem, sicknesses, whatever it is, my Allah. Remove our hajat, remove our bala, remove the musibat, remove the difficulties. Brothers who've got court cases, my Allah, remove them from that problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, brothers who've got financial problem, remove that problem. Those who've got qaraz, they can't pay their debts. They're trying, my Allah. Put softness in the heart of the creditors, my Allah. There's so many youngsters, Ya Allah, young boys, young girls. They want to live a chaste life, my Allah. A pure life. They don't want to make zina, my Allah. They don't want to do haram, my Allah. They're looking for suitable marriage partners, my Allah. You find them the best of partners. Give them a blissful life here, full of taqwa and afiyat and barakat. Give them healthy offspring, my Allah, who will become the coolest of the eyes, my Allah. And those women who are giving birth, Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Those who are married, my Allah, and they've got no children, grant them children, my Allah, who will be healthy, Ya Allah, and good, pious children, my Allah, obedient children. Ya Allah, make our children the coolest of our eyes, my Allah. Take our children to the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Use them with the khidmat of your deen, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become the coolness of our parents' eyes if they are alive, my Allah. Help us to serve and be obedient to them, my Allah. If they are old, my Allah, Ya Allah, give them good health, my Allah. Whatever weaknesses they got, Ya Allah, remove their weaknesses. Forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they passed away, grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove them from all difficulties of the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, our list is so long, my Allah. Ya Allah, we wish we could just carry on and carry on and carry on and ask you, my Allah. You have said, Ud'uni astajib lakum, my Allah. You have said, eh, banda, make dua to me. I will answer you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have turned to you tonight. Don't deprive us, please, my Allah. Ya Allah, please, my Allah, we beg you, my Allah. We beg you, protect our youngsters from drugs, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. Protect them. Remove this bimari from them, my Allah. Make their blood become pure again, my Allah. Remove that the drugs from the system, by Allah. Protect us from taking alcohol, by Allah. And from gambling, by Allah. And from going to prostitute dens, by Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah from zina, by Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, whatever program is taking place, Ya Allah, especially in this masjid, Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Accept it, make it be easy for us, my Allah. The remaining days, make it be full of barakat and afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, haramin sharifin ki ziyarat nasiya farma. Those who have made intention for hajj, Ya Allah, make the hajj be easy and maqbool. So many of us would like to go, Ya Allah, make it be possible for us to go, my Allah. Those who haven't gone especially, Ya Allah, as yet, Allah, especially those brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, you create the means for them, Ya Allah, and take them, Ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta sami'u al-alim. Watub alayna ya maulana. Innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.